You're listening to episode number 1888 of the Who Cares News for Friday, January 15th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Time for some random facts.
Yes.
Yes,
I love random facts.
Indeed.
Love me some random facts.
A spotted animal can have a striped tail, but a striped animal can never have a spotted tail. I didn't know that.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting. South Korea has compulsory military service. Every male between 18 and 35 has to serve for 2 years. And there are very few ways to get out of it. But one of them is winning an Olympic medal. South Korea doesn't win many of those, so you're a national freaking hero if you win an Olympic medal.
I guess so.
The United States used to have more time zones than we do now. A lot more. I can't believe that.
Well, I know that they used to have mountain time.
They still have mountain time, but Arizona doesn't change.
Okay.
In the early 1800s, cities could set their own time based on the sun. And there were 144 separate time zones.
Oh my gosh.
We got down to the four in the continental United States by 1883. It's amazing when you find out how young some of these things are that we've done. It's like Thanksgiving, right? Yeah. It didn't become an official holiday until the 40s or something like that. Crazy. And this is a little caution for you because, you know, it's a little innuendo. The first hardcore porn movie ever is from 1915. And it's called A Free Ride. Now, it's called A Free Ride, not for what you think, but it was a story about a guy driving down a rural road and picking up two women who need a ride. And, well, you know what happens after that. Random facts for today. Time for the Who Cares News. What you got?
Well, we think Matthew McConaughey can't make up his mind.
Yeah.
Be an actor.
Yeah.
Run for governor. Or turn into a wrestler.
Ah, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Matthew says he would be interested in joining the WWE.
Why?
I'll say not too much because, as you know, can't say too much about these things. But it is something that interests me.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
You know, so most actors are doing, you know, nothing right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thanks to the pandemics.
Yep.
Matthew is an avid wrestling fan.
Huh.
Didn't know.
I did not know that.
Says he watches it with his kids.
Okay.
And he even said that he had a conversation with Dwayne Johnson.
Really?
The Rock, about it.
Well, you know, The Rock kind of got his start in wrestling.
That's right.
What are we saying wrestling? It's wrestling. I used to watch wrestling with my dad on Saturday nights. That was real fake wrestling.
I did
wrestling.
Too.
It wasn't like this big flashy Hulk Hogan thing. No. Just the guys in their trunks and they're beating the crap out of each other.
There was the Van Something Brothers. No, the Van Something family.
Okay.
And they were my favorites.
Not the Van Trapp family. It was the Von Trapp
family. That was the Von Trapp family.
And they weren't wrestlers that we knew of, anyway.
Well, so. Yeah, things happen. You know, unmentionable things that, you know, getting over to the U.S. You never know what happened.
Do you remember that, though? The whole wrestling thing on Saturday night? It was usually on after Lawrence Welk. So you go from Lawrence Welk. A wonderful into this wrestling, and you have two rough looking guys, and they just go like they go at each other.
Yeah,
and they do the moves. Some of the moves they still do, you know, where they do the, you know, they come down on you with the elbow.
Yeah,
I remember this too. My dad told me, he says, you know, it's all fake. I said, what? I was an impressionable kid.
My dad
like
never told me it was fake.
Hello, there's no tooth fairy.
No,
wait, don't tell me that, Dad. You ruined me forever. Wrestling's real, Dad. It's real.
Oh,
it's real. And he ruined me.
So that's what happened. You know, I've scratched my head all these years thinking, what happened to him? God, you remember the name of that family.
Well, we'll have to get the internet. We'll look it up.
Oh, and Matthew says he's not considering running for governor.
Anymore?
Not right now.
Oh, maybe
so
later.
So maybe wrestling's right for him. At least for now.
All right, hang on a second. Wrestling family, Van something.
Yeah.
It's not coming up.
Of course.
Von Erich. The Von Erich family.
Maybe that
was. Does that sound right?
Possibly.
Yeah. American professional wrestling family originally from Texas. And guess who else is from Texas?
Matthew McConaughey.
So there you go.
Well, Massimo Giannulli's lawyer has filed an emergency motion requesting that he complete the rest of his prison sentence from home.
Wow. Now, Lori's out, right? Aunt Becky's out.
Yes, but she served all but like the last week of hers, right?
Okay. Yeah. I think maybe two.
But
or
I guess
three days.
He can't handle it.
He can't handle it. No. You know what? There's a him versus her there. I hear a him versus her. She had 2 months. He hasn't even been there 2 months, and he can't stand it.
Well,
dude.
So he was supposed to quarantine with other minimum security prisoners.
Right.
Then he'd be relocated to a minimum security camp. However, Massimo was placed into solitary confinement for 56 days.
What?
Now, this is according to, you know, the attorney.
Okay.
Solitary confinement for 56 days. He was allowed to leave his cell 3 times a week to shower, but otherwise remained inside for meals.
Huh.
So maybe that was a quarantine. I think maybe it was a COVID thing.
They threw him in the hole. What did he do? Did he, like, shiv somebody in the yard? What did he do? I mean, just like...
Maybe someone didn't like his designer clothes at Target. I don't know.
What the hell?
All right, so Massimo's lawyer describes the conditions of his detainment fundamentally unfair. And he wrote that the toll on Giannulli's mental, physical, and emotional well-being has been significant.
Well, I would think so. Yeah. That really is the hole. I mean,
I guess he was in the
hole. Well, I don't know if it's the hole, because the hole, you're in the dark. You know, they take you and they put you in the ground somewhere. That's why they call it the hole. No, I'm serious. That's why they call it the hole.
Well, I know, but I don't think they do that anymore.
Probably not. Probably not.
It's not here. At least they tell us.
Great movies, prison movies, like, you know, The Green Mile, or name another one. That was terrible. Watching The Green Mile.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Yeah, made you really
good movie.
Feel great movie. Made you have a lot of feels for murderers. I mean, what else? I don't know what else to say.
Or the Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption is the best movie ever made. Give me a break. It's got
Morgan
Freeman.
I didn't say it wasn't bad. I said it's great. It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. They should make a Netflix documentary about this whole thing. I'm ready for this because I would really like, I mean, fly on the wall. That's my thing in life. I would love to be a fly on the wall.
No, you're just a voyeur.
Well, is that what it is? Okay, maybe that's... Yeah, and you put that into the context of my obsession with Halle Berry, that's probably not a good...
A voyeuristic fly on the wall.
Yeah, probably a good way to get arrested. Anyway, wouldn't it be great to see all these families meeting with this guy and then they exchange money? They could do reenactments. Aunt Becky, you could use some money. We know.
That's right.
Let's sell your story. Or Olivia Jade, sell Mama's story.
That's right. Send your parents down the river.
Exactly.
In a canoe.
Exactly.
With rowing things.
That you don't know how to use. Well, we got a 3-day weekend here in the United States.
Good
Monday
for you.
Is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We'll be back on Tuesday morning with more Who Cares News. Have a great long weekend. And
that's all the news you can care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.